Ag Secretary Rod Nielsestuen will travel to Janesville to promote the latest Wisconsin service station to sell E85. The fuel is 85% ethanol, a much higher percentage of ethanol than in the reformulated gasoline sold in some smoggy cities. E85 is designed to be used in the so-called flexible fuel vehicles sold over the last 5 years. The National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition and General Motors say more than 12,000 such vehicles are on Wisconsin roads, including 1,800 state-owned cars. Secretary Nielsestuen says products such as E85 are a help to Wisconsin corn growers.
Corn prices and grain prices across the board have been low for a long time. And ethanol is a classic value-added product that, rather than exporting it out of state as a commodity, by having ethanol manufacturing plants in state, we add value to that bushel of corn.
Nielsestuen acknowledges controversies over the building of some ethanol plants, but he says when the plants are put in the right place and operating well, there's little difference between those and some other manufacturing facilities. Environmental attorney Glenn Stoddard represents some citizen groups that are trying to block ethanol plants. Stoddard urges the Ag Department to stop promoting ethanol-based fuels and join the push to conserve energy.
What is better is to reduce our overall use of gasoline and to develop more fuel-efficient engines and mass transit systems and so on.
The E85 station in Janesville will fill a hole that has prevented E85 devotees from traveling long distances in the Midwest using only that fuel. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.